One of the biggest things I always tell people is to shop, shop, shop. And here's why. You're in the market for a mortgage, probably why you're watching this channel. And you call three or four or six different places, and it's so confusing. Everyone's going to probably ask you the same questions, but they're going to put you through a little bit of a different scenarios. But then what you're going to do is you're going to get a quote from them. What most people are going to do is they're going to send you what's called a loan estimate. And that's perfect because that's what we want to review to make sure you're getting the best offer. So let's get to it. All right, behind me is a loan estimate. We're going to break it down by component so you guys understand. I'm going to put time codes down below so you can skip forward to the one you're interested in, but let's get to it. So here it is. Here's that infamous loan estimate. And I'll post this link down below so you can access this so you can learn it for yourself. But let's go through. Here's what a loan estimate is. When is it needed? Well, when it's needed is once we pull your credit, we have 3 days to disposition the loan, meaning we have to give you something. We either send you a withdrawal letter, a denial letter, or your loan estimate. So let's break down the loan estimate so when you get multiple ones, you understand what's going on. So the first section is right through here. Here's what we're looking at. This is page one. So over through here is a really nifty highlighter section. And you can just click it and it'll take you right to that field. So the first thing you want to do, let's go through it line by line, is check the spelling of your name. That's going to be right up here in this component here. It's going to have your name and your current address. All right. The next part of the equation is this top right. What kind of loan are you looking at? So this one, for example, is a 30-year fixed rate purchase, fixed rate conventional loan. So that gives us the specific details of that loan. Now, is the rate locked or is it floating? Now, this is an area where people get there's a lot of confusion. So here's what this means. If you're floating, it basically means we're monitoring the rate. We're trying to figure out when we want to lock it. It's like a stock. So let's say you like Tesla and you're watching and watching. And then you're like, I want it. I like it right where those numbers are. So I buy that stock. Same thing happens in this. When we like the rate, we lock it. That means we actually bought the stock or we bought that rate. Now we have that rate and it's set. So what happens is if rates go up, you're protected. If rates go down, you bought it. It's like Tesla stock. If it goes up, great. If it goes down, okay. So if it goes down substantially, we can renegotiate during the loan process with the lender that we're with, or we are a broker. So we can actually take your loan application or package and send it to another lender at that time. So you basically have the best of both worlds in this scenario. Let's get on to it. All right. The next section is here's what we go through. We're going to check the loan amount that you're expecting. So right through here in this top section up here, this will give us the subject property. This will give us the purchase price, but down here is going to give us a loan amount, the interest rate, and what that payment would be, just the principal and interest payment. Okay, so it tells us right in this area here. Is the rate fixed or adjustable? This says this is the rate. Up through here will tell us if it's fixed or not. Does it have a prepayment penalty? This one says yes. In almost every case, this is no, but you want to check and see, do you have a prepayment penalty? Is it a balloon? Meaning, do you have to pay on this for, let's say it's 30 years, but let's say you pay on it for 5 years and it balloons. Very rarely do you see that anymore, but it will tell you if there's a balloon payment due on this or not. So be careful in that area. What is your estimated payments? Okay, so this is right through here. You can see up in this area here, it's different from here, but it does carry down this number. So what it's gonna do is carry down your principal and interest payment down into this field right here. Then it's going to add mortgage insurance. So this person didn't put down 20%. So they have what's called mortgage insurance. And then you're going to have your escrow. This includes how much is your monthly homeowner's insurance, as well as real estate taxes. Okay, so we take those numbers divided by 12 and add it in here. So when we say all in or PITI, which means principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and mortgage insurance. This would be your total payment, okay, right through here. Over here, because you have PMI, it's only on there for, in this case, 7 years, so it would fall off. So at year 8 through 30, your payment would go down and it would be 968, all right? So that's that section there. The next thing we want to talk about is this area here, and I just mentioned it. The escrow piece of the puzzle, which is right through here, what does it consist of? Well, it's property taxes and homeowners insurance, all right? There might be homeowners association dues or something else that also can be included in here, but that is that section right there. Do you have enough money to bring to closing? So this is going to tell us how much money you need to bring to closing, or if you're refinancing and doing a rate or a cash back refinance, this will tell you how much money that you're going to get. Okay, so let's move to page two. We'll start back up here at the top. Compare the originations charges on the loan estimates from other lenders. This is where we're really concerned, okay? So we want to look at this section right in here. This is the primary section I want you to look at, all right? So what this is telling you is the loan costs, and I'll try to zoom in on this. It's saying you have any points, have any application fee, underwriting fee, broker fee, discount fees, points, other costs from the lender, specifically the lender, all right? So that area right there. The next area is areas that you cannot shop for. So in this case, this person needed an appraisal. So that number's in there. We have to, the lender you go through is the one that I'll say chooses the lender. What we have to do is we have to use a database. It's called an appraisal management system. We go into there and we place the order. We do not know who's going to do the appraisal. Part of the Dodd-Frank bill required this requirement that we don't know the appraiser. We can't speak with them to give them any influence on what value we need. Other areas is credit report, flood cert fees, tax service fees, and others. These are all standard costs when it comes to a mortgage. You cannot shop for it. Your lender will choose these companies on your behalf. So between this area up through here, which is section A, and this section down here, B, is those are the areas you want to really, really focus on. And I'll explain why. In most situations, when you're buying a house or building a house, the next section right down through here is things you can shop for is the pest inspection. If you get a VA loan, you have to have a pest inspection. You just Google whoever can do a pest inspection in your area and you do it. Survey, title. Basically what title is, you might also know it as escrow. It's actually, here's what happens, title insurance. So we used a title company or a title insurance company. And the reason being it protects me and you guys. Okay. Well, not me anymore. I'm not the lender, but I used to be the lender. So it protects the lender and you as a consumer. How? All right. So you buy this property from John Smith, right? When you buy the property, you're going to go to an escrow office or a title company or your attorney's office, and they're going to have you sign all this paperwork. Part of it's going to be title insurance. Okay. That's going to ensure to you and me, the lender, I'll say that at this time, that the lien that I'm placing on your property is the only lien that you have. Anything prior to that signing is null and void. That title company is ensuring that we have clean title. So let's say, for example, 5 years goes down the road and somebody knocks on your door and they're like, hey, you owe me 10 grand for the roof I put on 15 years ago. You're like, I didn't even own the property. Well, it doesn't matter. You owe us. You call that title company and you file an insurance claim. Let's say, for example, I find out that your house is getting foreclosed on by another company. Where did that come from? Well, it's a lien that was there 20 years ago. No, that's not on my client. That's not on this home. So we file a title insurance claim. That's what it does. All right. It's not optional. It is required. So let's keep moving on. In this area right here, this is where some lenders can really get kind of a little squeamish. Okay, so here's what I mean by this. If you see down through here, you're going to see title charges and all this comes to about $3,000. Okay, here's why I'm asking you not to look at this number really, because you don't control it and I don't control it. What happens sometimes is, let's say that I have an uneducated borrower in regards to this real estate stuff, right? So I can put in there, let's say, for example, the tax bill or your title insurance bill should be like, I think I have $3,000. That might be sound excessive, but it's not. If I'm in competition with somebody, I don't do this, but I've seen it in 1,000 different scenarios. They come back and they lowball those numbers. Okay, they put where it should be $3,000, they say it's $800. All right, now they tell you, oh, guess what? I beat the Frio team by $2,200. Look, we're getting you title that much cheaper. Well, then you find out right before the closing, wait a second, my title fees are $3,000 like the Frio team said. Oh, you know what? We don't control that. That was some other company that does that. We just pay them what they charge us. If they were upfront with you at the beginning, you would have known that. So these are areas you don't pick it. If you're buying a house, the seller normally picks it. If you're building the house, the builder usually chooses the title company. If you're refinancing, we give you that option. You might not even know what we mean by, hey, we need title insurance. You want to order your own or you want us to handle it? That's what we mean by title insurance. So let's keep moving on. We go through here, down up through here. Well, this skips this section up in here. This section up in here is how much money it would cost at the county level to record your deed. Okay, so we're recording the deed on the property and it's there. It's not determined by me. It's determined by your state and your county. So this number here also, disregard it, because no matter who you go through, that number will be exactly the same. You go down through here, prepaid interest. This is saying, well, in this case, we have to set up an escrow account for you. And that's going to be $605 being held and prepaid interest, $262 being held or paid out at that time. That is that transaction. Then we go over to how much is being set up in your escrow. So we go down in here. So in this area here with homeowners insurance and property taxes, how that's calculated is we take both of the bills. So let's say, for example, we get the homeowner's insurance. You choose the homeowner insurance. Call the company you have your car insurance with. Call the company you have your renter's insurance with. Reach out to us. We have a mortgage brokerage company that we refer a lot of business to, and they beat the premiums all throughout the country. They see me personally over $2,000 on my personal insurance package. You don't have to, but I'm just throwing that out there for you. So that part of the equation right there. So what we do is we take your insurance bill, we divide it by 12, what the annual premium is, and it goes in right in this section right in here. Same thing with your real estate taxes. We get the real estate tax from your county, and we take that number, we divide it by 12 and add it in here. Why do we do that? So what you're going to do is we're setting up your account right then and there. So when your taxes come due next time, or your homeowner's insurance comes due next time, you have enough money in this account to pay it. So think of it this way. You set in your monthly payment each month. They take a chunk out for the principal and interest. And then the other two pieces, the escrow for the homeowner's insurance and real estate taxes, they throw it in a little fund. It's your real estate tax savings account. Okay. So that amount of money gets pushed into that account every month that you make a payment. Then when the real estate tax bill comes in, it comes to the lender. You also get a copy of it, but you don't pay it. It'll come to the lender. We now have enough money in your escrow savings account to cut a check and pay the taxes for you, to cut a check and pay your homeowner's insurance for you. That's what the escrow piece is. The next area we're going to look at is down through here. Is there a lender credit? Well, in most cases, here's what happens. If you're working with us, we're a broker. What will happen is the lender will pay us a fee. Okay, that fee a lot of times will show up in this section here. Let's say it's $2,000. But in probably 99.9% of the cases, the lender's paying us. So down in here, you're going to see a credit to offset the cost for us. So that's why I say in a lot of the videos, this isn't a nickel out of your money. It's basically the lender paying us a credit back for us, or us taking care of the loan transaction, providing them with you as a client and so forth. And then we go down to the bottom line. Is this estimate cash to close what you expected? So this is gonna say how much you need to bring to closing or how much you're going to get. Now let's go to page 3. I really don't look at page 3 much because a lot of it is, I'll say it's relevant, but there's really nothing here that I would use personally to compare rate offers with or loan offers with. I would go back, my main focal point is right through here. Page 1, what's the term? What's the rate? Is it locked? What kind of loan is it? Okay, and then that breaks down here. The next section here, how much is section A and B coming to? Okay, that's going to really be the determinant of how much you're paying for that loan amount, for that rate. Okay, that's why a lot of times I'm saying, okay, let's say for example, I'm offering you 3, somebody else is offering you 2.875. You're like, well, they beat you. Okay, but let's go to page 2, section A and B. Their section A and B totals $10,000. Mine totals $1,500. Which one is better? Hope you know the answer to that now. So thank you so much for watching the video. I greatly appreciate you watching. Please, if you find value in this video and others, please give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video, you get an alert. God bless, guys. Hope you learned something.